The David Webb Show on Sirius XM Patriot.
You know, the parliament and the government supported national dialogue with the hope of separating the social and tribal element of the conflict from the ideological and Islamist element. And indeed, the first sessions of the dialogue went very well in that Mafraatan leaders have wisely chosen to have this dialogue and to take steps to distance themselves from Islamist forces in controlling Tripoli, the defunct partial GNC and the pseudo-government that was set up in Tripoli by the extremists. So there was a lot of positive results in that Misrata was taking steps away from these people, and the parliament kept sending its delegates. However, just a few hours ago, the parliament has suspended the dialogue and has recalled its delegates for urgent consultation, because in the light of the most gruesome and unfortunate slaughter of these Egyptian Christians on the shores of Sirte, and in light of the massive explosions that were perpetrated in a place called Al-Gubba in the east of Libya that basically killed over 45 people and injured dozens. In light of these things, the parliament is taking the view that there can be no dialogue without very clear guidelines as to what is the nature of the national unity government that we're trying to achieve out of this dialogue. Basically, the concern is the following. We are worried that the dialogue will lead to the formation of a national unity government that's already infiltrated by the extremists that we're trying to fight. And that is something that we need to actually have as a condition on any further discussions. Another thing which is extremely important is that the dialogue must not produce any bodies that challenge the legitimacy or undermine the legitimacy of the elected body, which is the parliament. We are a democratic system. Yes, it is a young democracy, but we are very proud of this democracy, and we need to respect the results of the ballot box. This parliament is duly elected, and it has the ultimate legitimacy. There can be no undermining of it. So I think the parliamentarians are worried about undermining of the parliament or the getting stuck with a government that's already infected by extremism. So I think they basically want to have some guidelines and to make it clear to their delegates that they must be careful of these points, and also that whatever is agreed to in this dialogue must be ratified by the parliament by at least a two-thirds majority. This is a very, very important point. If we don't have these conditions, the dialogue may actually result in subverting the democracy that we're trying to build.